This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
Got here with seconds to spare running up some stairs, so you'll forgive me if I sound a little winded. Stugatz, what were the guesses on what I would start with in the Big Suey today? You said that you guys were playing around, trying to figure out where and how I would start.
So it's interesting. It was all over the board. Tony thought you were going to start with Cam Newton and his attire. I thought you were going to start, me and Chris both thought you would start with Dabo Swinney. I think Billy and Mike thought you were going to start with Patrick Mahomes and the game-winning drive. And so that's, you know, those were our choices. And I think it's going to be Dabo. If I know you the way I think I know you, I think you'll go Dabo.
I barely want to rip Dabo because of how Dabo he always is. And so the place that I actually want to start, I thought over the weekend, among all the football that was played, there was one winner that stood out to me above all others, and that winner lost. Indiana football. Indiana football playing Ohio State that way, playing Ohio State, going toe-to-toe, getting down early, looking. All of you were saying early in that game, not used to this scenario. They're dropping balls. They're all sorts of mistakes. And at the end of the game, they've got the ball trying to go down the field to tie it.
And to do that at the Big Shoe, I mean, that is impressive.
Well, Richard Lewis said they'd win, Ohio State would, between 23 and 28 points. They only won by 7. And here's the coach, Tom Allen, after that game.
I want you to listen to me carefully. Eyes on me. We ain't feeling sorry for ourselves. No, sir. We didn't play our best football. You know it and I know it. But you didn't quit. You didn't quit. You fought them. You got character. You got something to you. There's a lot of football to be played. A lot of football to be played. You understand me?
Yes, sir.
We ain't come here to be close. And I'm ticked off by the result. But I'm proud of you guys. Because you fought. And you fought. And you fought. You understand me?
Yes, sir.
You stay together. This team is special. Special things ahead of you. You understand me?
Yes, sir.
Special things ahead of you. That's the truth. So you stay together. I love this football team, man. You got no idea. You're good and bad.
I love that coach.
Mike just keeps mouthing, wow. He looks exactly the way the Indiana coach of football should look. Indiana has never played a big game in football. Indiana looked like it was spinning up all over itself at the beginning of that game. And they stayed with a team they have no business staying with. Ohio State gets whoever they want, Stugatz.
Yeah, but what's ahead of him is Maryland. I mean,
I love the way that Indiana team plays football. And I can't believe I'm saying that. And I want to hear all of that again. First of all, he's got a bunch of soldiers in Indiana. Just, yes, sir, yes, sir.
That was one of my huge takeaways from that sound was in unison, everyone answered. Their timing was fantastic. Although this coach, I'm a little frightened because of his voice, and he seems to run hot a lot.
Talking really, really fast. To Dan's point with this game and Indiana's play in that game, they were down 28-7 at the Big Shoe at half. I mean,
and they didn't look like they belonged in the game because of how they were playing, dropping passes and just making mistakes that, you know, from what I've seen of that team, they didn't make those kinds of mistakes this year. And you could accuse them of not being ready for that moment. They certainly looked in that game early like they weren't ready for that moment. But the idea that they kept swinging, man, they made Justin Fields might have lost the Heisman. Because of how he played against Indiana, because Indiana was stealing the football from him. And I just, because so often the Saturday results get swallowed by, Stugatz, what are you supposed to do about the Chiefs? They got the best quarterback, the best tight end, and the fastest wide receiver in the league. Like, how the hell are you supposed to stop them?
Don't leave them that much time. That's it. That's the only way.
I mean, you got to hold the ball against them, and I suppose there's not much of a difference in this particular matchup between those teams. Like, I'm guessing Kansas City would prefer not to see that team in the playoffs because in that matchup, those two teams don't look like there's a lot of difference.
Right.
It was funny, though, seeing in the middle of all of that space-age offense, you got Waller for Las Vegas. Just a tight end mutant. And he's the second best tight end on the field because Kelce exists. Kelce, by the way, is in a John C. Reilly moon documentary or moon mockumentary on Showtime. Kelce, I don't know why he was there, but it was.
Well, because he's Kelce.
No, it's a very strange place to find him, but he's the best tight end in football.
He is, right.
And what I'm wondering is in the middle of that space ageness, you want to check the box score? Because what you will see is Jason Witten, one catch, 1 yard, one touchdown.
It was a big catch.
He's just a dinosaur. A dinosaur running. You got spaceships running, flying back and forth, shooting lasers all over the place. And in the middle of it, you've just got a dinosaur doing button hooks.
Big yard, big catch, big touchdown, left Mahomes too much time.
What are you supposed to do against that team when they've got the fastest wide receiver in football, they've got a tight end who's totally unstoppable, and they've got a quarterback who rolls to his left to buy time and throws it against his body in a way that nobody in the history of the sport has been able to do?
I know they have a good ground game with Jacobs, but Las Vegas, much like in the Indiana Hoosiers, and please don't forget to get back to that sound. I need to hear it again.
Yeah, multiple times.
But in defeat, they kind of earned more respect than they did when they actually won at Arrowhead because it felt like, that's a one-off. That could be a fluke. They're the one team, because we saw in the postseason, Tennessee did this and New England did this, actually beating them because of a coin flip. Patrick Mahomes never got the ball back. The way that you're supposed to beat that team is keeping the ball away from them. Las Vegas was kind of going shot for shot
for
with
two
them.
Games they have for yep. two games. In the first game, they got so many big plays is what, you know, you got Ruggs running down the field for 70 yards in the first game. But yes, it would appear that the Raiders can play with that team. So does that mean the Raiders are for real?
Not this week, Dan, but they're close.
Okay, so not this week, but they're not for real. Also, I'm going to ask this question. I think I've asked it for as long as I've asked, are the Raiders for real? Is Kirk Cousins good? Not this week,
not this
is Stugatz's answer.
Not this week, Dan. He is, Kirk Cousins, I'm not certain there's been a quarterback who's more of a roller coaster ride than Kirk Cousins. I'm serious, where there are weeks where you think he is great, and there are weeks where you think he might be one of the worst quarterbacks you've ever seen.
Josh Allen roller coaster is looking pretty
spectacular. The Fitzpatrick roller coaster made an appearance there. I wonder, Stugatz, because you love eye tests and sniff tests.
Yes.
I am curious. When you see Tua yanked from that game and it's not an injury, it's just, hey, look, he's a young quarterback. Fitzpatrick is better in the 2-minute drill. The offensive line for the Dolphins is really porous and poor, and they've spent all of these first-round picks over time for blocking, and they can't block anybody for I don't know how many years. And so they needed somebody who was good in 2-minute drills, and they put in Fitzpatrick in that situation. And I'm watching Justin Herbert. And I'm like, this is not in the same league, what I'm watching at the beginning here in terms of Justin Herbert. Now, I understand that, first of all, I don't get why Keenan Allen doesn't get more respect as like just a superstar in that league because he's always open. And their wide receivers and him and Mike Williams are better than the other two rookies, Tua and Burrow, have. A.J. Green is a shell of himself.
Yep.
But Herbert drops back to pass, and I'm afraid every time he's going to throw it for 50 yards.
Sure. With Tua, what you're, at least early on, what you're experiencing is a guy who's been more of a game manager than
that's
a guy
not,
who's getting the ball
you
down
want,
the field. No,
that's
I
not,
know.
That's not what you want it to look like when it's being paired against Justin Herbert, and he looks like he's been in the league for 8 years.
And I really hate that the first time Tua has faced some adversity down 10 on the road against Denver that you decide Ryan Fitzpatrick is the better option.
It's not the first time. He was down on the road against Arizona and had to go 90 yards. It's not the first time he's faced adversity.
But you drafted that guy to get you out of that game to see if he could figure out how to win that game. You didn't draft him to go with Ryan Fitzpatrick in that spot. I understand why the coach did it. He's playing for now. He feels like Fitzpatrick gives him a better chance to win.
It worked.
But what if they win the game? Then where are you at with Tua?
Stugatz, it was nothing but 3-and-out punt. Like, there was no indication they were going to win that game. Zero. Like, there was
No. What if Fitzpatrick comes in and wins that game? then where are you at with Tua
it's
and
the
his
same
confidence?
Thing. No, I don't think that his confidence, if his confidence gets wrecked by that, he's never going to survive in this league. Like, he's got no chance of being a starter. The part that if his confidence is going to be wrecked by something like that early, the thing I want to marvel at as Joe Burrow is lost for the season is that Philip Rivers hasn't missed a game in how many years? Like, hasn't missed a game. He plays every game, every season.
I mean, even with a torn ACL, he played a playoff game.
Has he ever missed a game? Has Philip Rivers missed a single game? Has a team that he's quarterbacking ever had a backup quarterback had to come in and replace Philip Rivers? As you see, they protect all the quarterbacks. They change all the rules. And still you got Joe Burrow's out for the season, getting hit, you know, low in a way that, you know, has him carted off the field. So nobody had me starting with Indiana football. Huh? Play that sound again of the coach, Tom Allen.
I want you to listen to me carefully. Eyes on me. We ain't feeling sorry for ourselves.
No, sir.
We didn't play our best football. You know it and I know it. But you didn't quit. You didn't quit. You fought them. You got character. You got something to you. There's a lot of football to be played. A lot of football to be played. You understand me?
Yes, sir.
We ain't coming here to be close. And I'm ticked off by the result. I'm proud of you guys. And you fought. And you fought. And you fought. You understand me?
Yes, sir.
You stay together. This team is special. Special things ahead of you. You understand me?
Yes, sir.
Special things ahead of you. That's the truth. So you stay together. I love this football team, man. You got no idea. The good and the bad.
Chris, you are so delighted by this guy. Rivers hasn't missed a game since 2006. Look how happy Chris is.
That has to be an SNL skit. That's not a real coach. That can't be real.
Don Levitard.
What do you want to do? Listen to your gut. You have good instincts. What do you want to do?
Stugats.
My gut wants to eat nachos.
This is the Don Levitard Show with the Stugats on ESPN Radio.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive's Home Insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Guest on the Dan Levitard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line.
Is it possible, or was I fooled by the internet, that the longest tenured Pelican is Zion Williamson? He's got the most
tenure. That's impossible.
The most tenure of anybody on the team. Griffin and Stan Van Gundy have cleared. They've cleaned house. It's Zion Williamson. Put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Levitard Show. Are you surprised that Zion Williamson is the longest tenured Pelican? Boy, was I laughing this weekend, Stugat, seeing what your Knicks were doing. Nerlens Noel.
One-year deals, I mean.
Alfred Payton. I know, but nobody wants to be there for more than a year, and they don't want to commit to anybody for more than a year.
All the other agents leveraged Leon Rose, too, because they knew the Knicks had money to spend, and they let other teams know about it, yet no one actually went to New York.
As usual, I heard Desus and Mero joking about this, because this is something that affects them as New Yorkers. They're like, I used to have a jersey I could wear.
Yep.
Like, I used to, whether it was Larry Johnson or Patrick Ewing or John Starks, even there was a Penny Hardaway year.
It was Melo. They had a Melo jersey they could wear.
There was a Melo year. There was Charles Oakley you could wear for a little
but
bit.
But who now? I mean, like, honest to God.
R.J. Barrett.
Whose jersey? The Mecca of basketball. The alleged Mecca of basketball. Honest to God, I mean, is Nerlens Noel going to get a spike in jersey sales? Like, who on that team would anybody wear the jersey of around? Like, I always laugh at adults in general who are wearing the identities of other men around, but you can't even do it with the Knicks.
I think you can. It's got to be Julius Randle. I mean, that's your guy.
He kind of lived up to the contract, Dan.
He really did.
Yeah.
I mean, good year.
Good year. I was made sad, though, because I remember pre-pandemic, Madison Square Garden Mecca, chanting the name of Bobby Portis. And now he's off to greener pastures.
The real shame, you mentioned Zion Williamson. The Knicks had the best percentage chance of landing Zion Williamson. Not only did they not get him, they didn't get Ja Morant. I mean, it's terrible.
There was that one commercial break where the Knicks had to hope. And that was the best feeling in – it was last year's lottery, and
yes,
it was the best feeling the Knicks have had in about 20 years. That commercial break where it looked like the Knicks would get either Ja Morant or Zion Williamson, and instead they got the third pick. Yeah. Put this on the poll as well, Guillermo. Before Drew Brees fractured 11 ribs, did you know that you had 11 ribs? At Lebatard Show is the question, because I was unsure how many ribs. How many ribs does a person have? I still don't know. I just didn't know that we had 11 until Drew Brees taught me it by fracturing 11 ribs.
How many ribs do you think we have? I'm going to make a guess here before I Google it. I think it's 14. I think it's 7 on both sides, right?
I was going to guess 12 or 16. Does anyone in our crew, does the shipping container have any knowledge here, any rib knowledge? I know Christopher Cody would, we got his attention there, but he thought we were talking about a different kind of ribs. Well, same kind of ribs, just edible ribs. Yes, Chris.
Yeah, I love ribs. The internet is telling me that a vast majority of people are born with 12 pairs of ribs for a total of 24, no matter their sex.
Okay, so so we didn't even get half of Drew Brees's ribs. Good God, Falcons.
Got half his lungs, though.
Good God, Falcons. You realize the Saints had 8 sacks at one point in that game, and the Falcons in the second half, most of the second half, had negative yardage.
The Falcons.
I mean, but they were up 23 in the Super Bowl a few years ago.
Brady ruined them. I mean,
I got one for you guys, you degenerates out there, and I don't think this is me being fooled by the internet. I saw a guy or a woman put up a parlay that I think had 11 prop bet items on it, all meant to show that Raiders-Chiefs was going to be a high-scoring game. So had, you know, Mahomes over 318 yards passing, Waller over 50 yards in catches, Kelsey over, just a bunch of overs all over the place.
Sounds good.
But one under of 11 in a parlay. And that under was under Patrick Mahomes 16.5 yards rushing. And the reason that that is a great number is because at the end of that game, Gruden called a timeout and Mahomes had to kneel twice. And he was over the number. And that guy cashed the bet.
Wow.
Had everything else. Now, that I don't know whether that's me being fooled by the internet because somebody copy and pasted and photoshopped and did a bunch of stuff, but that I was looking at that prop bet and I'm like, yeah, Renfro over 34 yards, and it was 10 items, and it was bang, bang, bang. He had offensive game and he bet hard on offensive game. And then Patrick Mahomes, because I would have bet Patrick Mahomes over 16.5 rushing yards, Stugatz. I would have. I'd always bet over that.
He had 16 yards rushing.
I know, but that's what I'm saying.
I know.
He knelt 2 times in order. He was over. Like, imagine you're about to lose that bet by a yard or two, and then you see John Gruden calling meaningless timeouts so that Mahomes has to kneel again and lose the yardage.
It's a wonderful feeling, cashing that bet. I've actually cashed an under on Mahomes because of the knee, but I'm a volume better, Dan.
Dan Le Batard.
Man up,
Stugatz.
That scared me.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
The Dan Le Batard Show is brought to you by Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. All guests on the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Lot.
Before we get to the kazoos, Christine Lisi, how much did you enjoy yesterday's Dolphins loss? How much did you enjoy Ryan Fitzpatrick being intercepted in the end zone at Denver?
I didn't not enjoy it. How's that?
Well put.
And the Patriots game too.
Yes. Okay. You did not enjoy that.
It was a good day, and my
either.
Team didn't even play.
Yes. Nice little weekend for you.
It's amazing what's happening with the Bills. Usually when they play over the last 20 years, she suffers. Now she gets victories and joy out of them not even playing as they're atop the AFC East. I'm sure Stugatz will at some point here today talk about the tie that is atop the NFC East.
Oh, big tie.
But let's get the kazoos warmed up for Christine.
And finally, in 2019, a 36-foot humpback whale was found dead in the Amazon rainforest.
No.
Leaving wildlife experts baffled as to how it got there.
No, you better not.
Speaking of whales that found themselves in inexplicable places, Dan, back to you.
Thank you, Christine, for nothing. Thank you for nothing. We will be back with Christine here in about 30 minutes. One of the things that I wanted to talk to you guys about, because very often in sports, you just heard the rejoin, the man up rejoin, and we'll mock Stugatz in a second for the way he ended the last segment.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, because I mean, as poorly as he reads, this was just baffling the way you ended up the last segment.
This was a good read. It's impossible for me to get through this without blaming someone. So should I get the money ready?
Well, Chris is already turning a shade of red even worse. Did you start this week even worse than you started last week? Is this your fault, Chris?
I'm covering Roy. Roy's out today. It's not something I don't normally do, but yes, I screwed up.
All right. Well, let's just get to that now then. This is how Stugatz ended the last segment where he is telling you to see a store for details, but it seems like he's asking a question.
Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See stores for details.
it's not the way that's supposed to end.
Let me be clear. You should see the store for details.
You should. Yes, that is not a question.
That's a fact. Okay,
it's an exclamation point.
I'm hitting the fade on whether or not to go to break, and I'm sure my board op over in Bristol's just as confused as I am.
There was an awkward silence after that, but go ahead and just one more time play that. This is Chris Cody's fault. He's been terrible since he was fired. This is Stugatz ending an Advance Auto Parts ad with what sounds like the middle word in a sentence, not the last word, and also a question.
Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See stores for details. The reason so the audience knows that it's Chris's fault, and Chris, I love you, is Chris also included a liner that I read at the beginning of the segment. He put it at the end of the Advance Auto Parts commercial. So I thought there was a couple of more sentences to read there.
$5.
Okay.
$5.
Well, Chris admitted it was his mistake.
$5.
I don't have any money.
$6.
What?
Okay, so I've been talking to you guys, okay, because we've talked. You don't have any money.
I really don't this time.
You don't have any money. It's an awful lot of plastic you've got in your hand.
It's weird. I have hotel room keys.
Let me see what you have there. Here, disinfect it for me, and I just want to go through all the cards that you have there.
I mean, disinfect it for you? I mean, here. One at a time?
I want to see them all. Go ahead and just give them to me. Go ahead. Just give it to me. Okay. Yes, Billy, go ahead.
Are you guys still using cash, by the way, since this whole thing has started? Because it seems like a very easy way to get sick. Like, I stopped using cash. I didn't always carry cash to begin with. Then I found out in the middle of this, there's a change shortage right now. Have you guys heard about the change shortage? Yeah. I don't know if we've recovered from the change shortage or not, but there's lots going on. I think plastic's the safest way to go, Stugatz.
Because you don't think that the same things that get on dollars would get on plastic?
Well, no, because plastic, I'm handing it to maybe one person and they'll hand it back to me a lot of times. Dan, you don't go to McDonald's a lot, I don't think, but McDonald's, I went to one the other day where, no lie, they stuck out an ATM like card reader on a pole for me to put the thing into my car, like on this giant pole, it's like great. If they were cleaning a pool, into my car window. I put the card in, I took it out. Don't ask me for my zip code anymore, right? We can forget about that. Enough with touching buttons.
You ever see guys who are cleaning windows on a skyscraper with those big, long brushes? That's what McDonald's is using. I'm serious. And it's fantastic. It really is. And sometimes they have these things that just scan your card. You don't even have to put them in. I mean, it's amazing.
The future has arrived, and it is soaked in disease. I will get to these cards that Stugatz has handed me. But I think as often as you use the card to buy things, you end up handing it to as many people. I guess you put it in a slot more than hand it to people.
Right.
But who knows what's been in that slot? Who knows whose cards have been in that slot?
Mm-hmm.
Phrasing? So manning up. Yes, Billy.
Well, another thing that fast food places have been doing, Dan, is that they'll put out basically like this giant Tupperware, and then you put your card in there, and then they take it, which is fine and dandy for them because they're not touching it. But then I'm touching this same plastic container that everybody before me has been touching to get their card. So I'm not a big fan of that. I do like the fast food workers who wear the gloves, though, because then I know, hey, even though they touched my card, they're wearing the gloves. But wait, what if the card before them was dirty? Then it gets on their gloves. Actually, never mind. I'm going to have to rethink this.
As far as I can tell, there are 12 cards here in Stugatz's usage.
Yes. Be careful showing off those numbers, by the way.
Okay. I mean, well, how many of them are credit cards? There is
Dirty Dozen, I like to call them.
Okay. There is a MasterCard here. Yeah. There is a white key of some sort. Does that get you into this building?
Garage key. Garage as of the parking garage.
Another MasterCard. Stugatz looking much healthier on his driver's license.
Many years ago.
Oh, look at this. Sam Levitt's Furniture making an appearance. Jonathan Wiener's Sam Levitt's Furniture card.
That's the one I used to cut my cocaine.
Look at this. This is a business card for Joey Accordi.
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking about getting a Jeep.
Mike is wincing at that cocaine joke. A Visa card.
Yeah.
This is three credit cards. This is another card. This is Eric J. Fox oral implant surgery. I don't know what you got.
Go see him. Yeah, it's been. I'm getting to it. I was supposed to see him 2 years ago.
Javier Dominguez, the general sales manager at Joey Accordi.
Oh, that's the one I use for the Coke. I'm
sorry. A Hilton bonus card.
That's a weird one. I don't know why it's in there. It's a hotel key room, probably cocaine.
All right, listen to this. Jonathan Wiener is an MD VIP. No surprise there that he gets his disease checked in VIP fashion.
I don't like waiting on lines. I like lines. I don't like waiting on
lines. Oh, wait a minute. What is this? It's too early for so many cocaine jokes.
Put that on the poll.
Jokes? Question mark? Put it on the poll at Levitard Show. Is it too early for cocaine jokes?
Oh, boy.
And also First Scout Productions, a professional recruitment film services for college-bound student-athletes.
No idea. People just hand me cards, man.
Don Levitard.
Sue, I just sent you a video of this dude's crazy vert. Check it out.
Stugatz.
Whoa, that is some crazy vert.
This is the Don Levitard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. News from the Dan Levitard Show Nation. Someone has just hit us up on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed. Again, it's at Levitard Show on Twitter. I'm not going to blame Chris. At BonMichael07 says, at Levitard Show, graduated high school with Indiana coach Tom Allen. Genuinely respected him. He was a good man, and he's a good man now. He was a good man then. He's a good man now. That's not what it says here. And, Chris, this
Jesus,
is the second
come
screw
on,
up.
Come on, Stugatz.
Good to see him get the respect he's earned.
I mean, you...
That's not on me, Dan. I'm sorry. I don't know what to
Stugatz,
tell you.
It's your job to read. It's your job to read.
It is not my job to organize
these billboards.
It's
also your job to speak. It's your job to read, and it's your job to speak.
I speak very, very well. It is your job to not get mad and to not use any tone, and you just did, and that's $5.
That's not my job.
Yes. Listen, I speak good.
I mean, I feel like Stugatz is a little in the wrong here. Like, I gave it to him a little late, but I gave him the correct tweet, and he just read it poorly.
Why don't you look at what you sent me? Go ahead.
Dominique Foxworth has joined the chat, and he will be with us here throughout the 11 o'clock hour. Let's do funniest thing from the sports weekend.
Hey, people, tell us what in the sport made you laugh hardest this weekend. It is a segment we call What Made You Laugh This Weekend. Ha, ha, ha!
Funniest thing for the sports weekend is brought to you by Dell. Big news from Dell Technologies. Black Friday is here with deals up to 50% off small business computers with Intel Core processors to give your business an edge. Call 877-ASK-DELL or visit dell.com/SB Black Friday.
So we will get to Dominique Foxworth at the end of this segment, get his funniest thing as well. But Billy, you are first. What was the funniest thing from the sports weekend, according to Guillermo Gill?
Dan, Dwight Howard tweeted that he was staying with the Lakers and then an hour later announced that he was signing with the 76ers.
It's so strange. Tony, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
Cam Newton's outfit pregame was mix of a lederhosen and a Bavarian yodeler. I guess that's the best way to describe it.
Did he also wear it after the game? Does he change after losses now?
You got to get double wardrobe change there for Cam Newton.
Stugatz, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
The Jets defense did a tremendous job, a really great job of forcing a goal line turnover. And then immediately threw a pick six.
Yeah, the offense. Joe Flacco went right out there after they got the ball at a fumble at the 1 yard line. They got Keenan Allen. They were up 6-0. They got Keenan Allen to fumble. And then the next play of their offense, they were down 7-6.
Game over.
Mike, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
The WWE celebrated 30 years of The Undertaker, and he gave everybody his formal goodbye. But to celebrate the occasion, they trotted out a new collaboration for merchandise. Undertaker and Snoop Dogg. No reason given. I bought a shirt that has Snoop Dogg and The Undertaker on it. It hasn't been explained to me why this shirt exists, but I kind of like that it does.
You have to give Snoop Dogg credit for still being in commercials and still being mainstream. He got to the mainstream somehow and never left the mainstream across 3 decades. He should not be mainstream.
Oh, just like The Undertaker. Now I get it.
Nobody gets a murder trial and then gets to be mainstream in commercials. Like, that's nobody gets to do that.
Didn't Undertaker recently murder someone in a match and bury them?
AJ's okay now.
Okay.
Yeah, he made it through.
Chris, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
After the Cowboys beat the Vikings, Skip Bayless released a video of himself dancing. And it was just creepy. I'm going to say it.
It was real unfortunate that he did that in front of a blue screen background.
Dominique, does he have one in his home? I imagine in his home, that's the wallpaper in his home.
Blue screen?
Yeah, just blue screens everywhere for television so that at any given moment he could give an opinion. He could just turn to a camera, point, and give an opinion. Dominique, what do you got? What was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
Dolphins defense trampling the ref. After the turnover?
Mm-hmm. It's always funny. A ref holding his head, as long as it's not serious, a ref getting trampled by a herd of dolphin and then holding his head, always funny. Stugatz, I got Illinois tweeting out after beating Nebraska. Good game, Nebraska. Thanks for bringing back Big Ten football. You're in a special, special place in hell, Scott Frost, when Illinois football is trolling you.
Weird that he was in such a rush to get fired. By the way, I believe it's a pod of dolphins.
Well done.
Thank you. But he couldn't have been trampled by a pod of dolphins. This was, he was.
Well, it can't be a herd of dolphins either.
But that was a herd of human beings who were dolphins, right? Do I have that wrong? Dominique Foxworth is going to join us for the next hour. More football next.